Welcome to Ask Pastor John, a question and answer podcast with John Piper. John, it's been many years now since the release of The Gospel According to Jesus by John MacArthur, and I remember the stir that was kicked up among certain Christians at that time that this was adding works to salvation. The term lordship salvation was used. Has that question been settled now, or do you still see a resistance to the teaching that our faith must be a living, working, fruit-filled faith to be real faith?
I don't think that question will ever be settled at the experiential level. You may settle it in a group with some sentences that are appropriately grounded biblically, but the reason it won't be settled experientially is because human beings are wired to be legalists. That is, we are wired to trust in what we do as the ground of our assurance. Now, along comes a gospel preacher who says, Christ died for your sins, and Christ provided a righteousness so that all of your guilt can be taken away and all the righteousness that God requires can be provided totally by another, received by totally faith alone. And you get that, and then you follow it up in a subsequent message by saying, the faith that justifies by faith alone, but the faith that justifies is never alone and will always be accompanied by graces like love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, meekness, faithfulness, goodness, self-control. And as soon as you say that this faith is going to bear fruit, people shift back into their legalistic mode of, oh, I see, yeah, right, we're really justified by our works. And it takes a lifetime of fighting that battle. Let me give you an illustration. Tim Keller, who's the pastor of Redeemer Presbyterian Church in New York, is really good at preaching the gospel to legalists and lechers. Lechers, you know, people who just give way to their appetites. He said, this is so helpful, I heard him say this recently. He said, in New York, you got to preach the gospel to lechers, that is, lawless people. And in your preaching to lawless people, defend the gospel against legalism. And people say, why? This is not their problem. These people are not legalists. These people are doing what feels good every day to them. They are totally sold out to their own immediate satisfaction. And you're saying when you preach the gospel to them, you need to preach against legalism. He says, yes, reason. Because if you tell them the way they're living is wrong, the only alternative in their head as a natural person is rules. That's the only thing they're going to think of. They don't have a gracious life. They cannot out of their brain bring the gospel. The gospel is supernaturally given. It's supernaturally explained, and it's supernaturally experienced. If you don't tell them the alternative to their life is not legalism, that's the only default mode they have to go to. Therefore, to preach the gospel to legalists or to preach the gospel to lechers, you have to distinguish it not only from a lawless life, but a legalistic, self-reliant life. And so I'm just saying all this to say we'll never be done with the battle to teach that salvation, justification, is by grace alone, through faith alone, on the basis of Christ's righteousness alone, because when people hear that, they are either prone towards lechery, saying, oh, let us sin that grace may abound, or fastening on more rules now that defaults back into their legalistic mode. It is very difficult to help people grasp a life of faith, I am crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but the life that I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. That's a mystery way of life, and we want to try to help people get it by distinguishing it from lawlessness on the one hand and legalism on the other. We're going to be doing that till the day we die.
Ask Pastor John, a podcast of John Piper and Desiring God. Know God and enjoy him more than ever through spending time today at our website, desiringgod.org, desiringgod.org.